Love. Now, I've turned 60 today, and I'm a little burnt, yeah. Y'all go ahead. Y'all bring your Bible? Hey, listen, bring your Bible now, okay? Bring your Bible to church. Amen. Y'all go ahead over there to Romans chapter 14, would you? Believe you me, I'm well aware of the time. Okay? I'm well aware of the time. I have just a thought here. I'm in Nehemiah. I want you to go to Romans. Okay, the reason why is because Nehemiah, I like to read about builders. I'm not a builder. My specialty is demo. Where's Brother Gordon? Brother Gordon will attest to this. Brother Gordon will attest to the fact that Brother Kevin is not a builder. And that does not hurt me, intimidate me. It does not make me feel sorry at all. That's just the way it is. Brother Gordon has been with me when we've tried to build something. Now, here's what happens. Brother Gordon is the good builder. Brother Kevin puts the tools away. But Brother Kevin puts the tools too early. And Brother Gordon looks around and says, "Where's the tools?" "Well, I put them away because I thought you were done with them." And so here's what you'll get with me. You'll never lose a tool. Never lose a tool. You won't build too quickly, but you'll never lose a tool. I like to read in the Word of God about builders. You read it from Genesis to Revelation, and you have people who build. And you have Nehemiah. Nehemiah tucked away over there after the book of Ezra. I've got a grandson named Ezra. Who does? That's a good young man. Is it a boy? Yeah. That's a good boy right there, Ezra. In about 445 to 444 B.C., chapters 1 to 12, we see Ezra there. In the years 432 to 431 B.C., chapter 13, together Ezra and Nehemiah span about 110 years of Israel's history, from 538 to 430 B.C., And the reason why Ezra has gone to rebuild, he's gained the favor and the permission from Artaxerxes. He said the walls have fallen, and Artaxerxes said, "Go rebuild the walls," because a city without walls is vulnerable. See, walls are not bad, y'all. If walls are bad, just tear the walls down in your house and let everybody come on in. Don't be a hypocrite. I mean, by all means, if you're going to believe something, believe it all the way, and don't be a hypocrite. So it's okay. This church has walls. It keeps critters out. Walls are good. And a city without walls in the Bible days was a city vulnerable. So Nehemiah went to go and build wall back in Jerusalem. There was many things and many adversaries to building. He had people, primarily, that tried to keep him from building. And people will always try to keep you from building something good. You see, it will usually never be that thing that happened in your life. It will be them people in your life. They'll be the trouble. Said over there in Paul's epistles, he said, "You did run well. Who hath hindered you?" Not what. Because you can sustain the what. You can put up with the what. But the who will get you every time. Because when they come around and they start saying, "What are you doing building this? What are you doing wasting your time on that?" That's what will happen. Am I cutting out? Okay. All right, I'll do that. It'll always be the who, friend, that will hinder you from building. I like old Nehemiah. He said in one place over Nehemiah, he said, "The good hand of our God is upon me." How many of y'all know that's right? Now, I have a very specific thing I want to get to right away, very quickly. We're in Romans chapter 14. Are you there? Say amen. The Bible said in verse 1, "Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." You see, God's not shook up with the stuff we get shook up about, y'all. He don't take a baby aspirin over the stuff that we get all shook up about. A blessed-fired thing. We are the cotton-picking his people. We get all shook up over things. God says, y'all calm down. Just calm down. That's in the Greek. You know, if you study the Greek, God says, y'all calm down. Verse number 4 said, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." Park there a while. "One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." Do y'all see where this is going? "He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it." Now, that's a lot of regarding, ain't it? "He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth," this is the text for today, "for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter where you go in this world, you can say hallelujah, and they will know what you're saying. You go to Germany, and it's hallelujah, shuhokatak. And that's hallelujah, praise ye the Lord. "For to this end," verse number 9, "Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand," here it is, "for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord," verse 11, "every knee shall bow to me." That's what the Lord says. Every knee. Every knee. You know what that is in the Greek? Every knee. You know what that is in Hebrew? Every knee. Brother Brandon, you know what that is in Aramaic? Every knee. No matter who it is, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of what? To God. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ one of these days. And you'll not stand there as a married couple. Because you'll be married to another. That's what your Bible says. And you're going to stand there yourself. Nobody else. And I'm going to stand there, Bradley, and I'm going to give account for Kevin Alvis. Myself. She won't be there. My mother and dad will not be there on the scene. You will stand there all by yourself. Suspended before God Almighty. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. I'm going to give account to God that I build a bridge for somebody else. Or did I place a stumbling block? And that scares me to death. This last week, my daughter-in-law sent my mother a text. Did you hear about this text that Laura sent Mom? Said this. Dear Mamaw, I just want to thank you and Papaw for praying that me and Josh could have a baby. And we just found out this last week she is going to have a baby. After 5 years trying, 5 years, doctors couldn't figure out what in the world, preacher. And when she had spent all, she came to him. And I grabbed those children, preacher, and I brought them out to the car a year ago at Christmas. And I said, now y'all get down here at your papa's feet. Wow. And you let him pray for you. And put his hands on you. And what 5 years of doctrine couldn't do. Hallelujah. We got a baby on the way come April next year. And she said, Mamaw, I just want to thank you and Papaw for paving the way for us. That's why I love Brother Frank. I don't act like I do. But I love Brother Frank for many reasons, because he's my Christian brother. I love Brother Frank because Brother Frank has paved the way for people like me to go and sing. And he's prayed, and he's stayed blessable and anointed, and he's paved the way for us. And that's why I love people like your preacher, who long before I ever knew him, dedicated himself and answered God's call. And he has paved the way for us. Paid the price. And given the most precious thing in his life. And still continued on. And my friends, these young people that are sitting here, they deserve somebody in their life to hang, stay in the fight against that stinking liar she talked about today. Smack him in a stinking jaw and say, do what you will, but I'm keeping on for him. And therefore paving the way in their faith. My friends, God is going to hold us responsible and accountable. Have we built bridges for these young people? Have we built bridges of right? And have we built bridges of faith? Or have we thrown stumbling blocks in their way? I don't know a more serious thing to think about. It's on my mind a lot right now. Preacher, people before me have paved the way. And they have built bridges I walk on and cross in. And Mr. Will Allen Drama Gould, I believe out there. Mr. Will Allen Drama Gould, over 100 years ago, wrote these words, preacher. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The sullen stream had no fear for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength with building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You chasm deep and wide. Why build this bridge at evening tide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to that fair-haired youth, may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him. And it's about time some of us stopped being so selfish and started building bridges of faith based on the Word of God. So that these youngins, when we're gone, will have a bridge to cross. Now, I want y'all to do me a favor. And you young people, you're going to have to bear with Brother Kevin. But I want you young people to get up out of your seat and come over here and sit right here on this altar right here. Come on ahead. Come right ahead. Come right ahead. You're not alone. Come on ahead. I want you to come and sit right here, okay? If they run out of space, then then Bradley, you'll be a gentleman and let the lady sit, okay? I think you'll have to let the lady sit. Sit right here, ma'am. Thank you, Bradley. You stand right here. Okay. That's a good man right there. Now here comes the little bitty ones. They're coming in because Brother Kevin asked them to come in. Is that all right, preacher? Here come the little ones. New Life. New Life Ministries. Folks. Home folks. If you want to know what your mission is, you're looking at it. You're looking at your mission. If you ever needed a reason to read your Bible and pray and be a man or woman of prayer, if you ever needed a reason to stay in the fight against Satan, and against the evil before the Lord, you're looking at your reason right here. You're looking at it right there. There has to be a bigger thing in your life than just what you want. We live in a day and time, Brother Brandon, of whoever has the most toys wins. That's all right. That's all right. This is why we're here, right here. Now, Brother Kevin wrote a song, and I want you to listen to this song. And then we'll turn it over to the preacher, okay? If you're ready, brother. Down a narrow, dark, and winding road, a wise old traveler came. To a chasm deep and wide, he thought to cross at end of day. Said a fellow traveler near, "Why would you bother building here? You'll never have to pass this way again." He said, "It's true that I can make it. I passed this way before. But there comes a youth behind me, and behind him many more. So I'll stop and build a crossing, and I'll labor in the twilight dim." 'Cause you said, "Friend, you see, I'm not building this bridge for me. I'm building it for them. I'm building this bridge for them, for the ones who're coming after me. I'll labor in the dark, the path I'll clearly mark, like the ones who came before me. And when my work is done, dawn and shadows flee away again. Oh, I'm not building this bridge for me. I'm building it for them." Now, preacher, before you ever knew me, you set out to serve our Lord. And you built this bridge I'm crossing, and great is your reward. And so I'm building this bridge for them, for the ones who are coming after me. Oh, I'll labor in the dark, the path I'll clearly mark, like the ones who came before me. Oh, and when my work is done, and I see the morning dawn, and the shadows flee away again. Oh, I'm not building this bridge for me. I'm building it for them. Oh, I'm not building this bridge for me. I'm building it for them. For them. when the devil fights you and you have to fight off the demons of hell to just to get here, fight them off. And you singers, when Satan parks on your doorstep and he says, you're getting too old for this. This is too much. I'm too weary. This is the reason why you keep going right here. Because these eyes are watching. These little eyes are watching. They're watching us, folks. Is this Jesus worth living for? And we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ one day. And we're going to give account for the bridges that we either built for them or stumbling blocks we laid in their path. Shall we bow our heads? Now that's the best I can do. I hope it's fallen on good ground today. And my friend, if you leave out of this place, not knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will have missed it all. You will have missed it all. I'm not asking you, do you know that there was a Savior? I'm not asking you, do you understand that He's the Savior of the world? I'm asking you, is He your Savior? Your personal Savior. Because He's a personal Savior. The Savior of the world will do you no good if He's not your Savior. So, friend, that's the question you have to answer first. Is He your Savior? To those of us who are born again, what does it take to make us stop? What does it take to make us quit in the service of the Lord? We're going to stand before a holy God one day and give account for the bridges that we build for these young'uns right here. Or the stumbling blocks that we've laid in their way. And God give us the backbone of a cross tie. To say no matter what it is that I have to reinvent in my life to serve the Lord, I'll do that. But I'm going to keep serving the Lord. I may not be able to do as much as I used to do. But I can do something for the Lord, and I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let people, and I'm not going to let problems keep me from serving the Lord. These young people right here are watching us sit at home on Sunday. These young people are watching us when we skip out on God's house. These young people right here are watching us when we live like the world. They are. And that's a stumbling block. And all I'm saying is, my friend, that today, let's rededicate ourselves today. Let's rededicate ourselves today. I will tell you this, and then I'm done. I'll give it back to the preacher. My friends, two of the most important songs that you will adopt in your Christian life in this day and hour is one, Keep on the Firing Line. Yeah. Keep on the firing line. Kate, you didn't know it when you got born again in the family of God. You're a soldier of Jesus Christ. This generation of, hey, I'm no soldier. I'm all about love. Let me tell you something, my friend. Nobody ever loves sincerely but what they don't hate the right thing. And if I don't hate iniquity, don't And a soldier is supposed to endure hardness. We're supposed to endure hardness. And we think hardness is paying $3 and whatever a cents a gallon. Friend, you ain't seen nothing yet. What does it take for us to quit serving the Lord? We're going to stand before Him one of these days, and no one's going to help you. There's going to be no relief for me. And my works will either be burned up in the fire of God's judgment, or they will survive, and they will be crowns cast at His feet. I'd like to have some crowns to cast at His feet. But that's not going to happen if I'm laying stumbling blocks in front of these yards. Are you building bridges? Are you laying stumbling blocks? Hallelujah. Let's all stand together. Thank you, mighty God. Wow. We've received the word from the beginning to the end today, haven't we? Every song has ministered to our hearts today. I'm rededicating my life today. I do not want to be a stumbling block. Amen. To my family or to friends or to these young folks that do watch us, I want to be a bridge. Amen. All right. Father, I just thank You for what You've done in this house today. Lord, we do. We stand before You with an open heart, God. Lord, and I surrender again to You this morning, God. I surrender my heart again to You this morning. Lord, I don't want anything that would hold me back. Lord, I want my sins. I want those things, God, I want them dealt with now. I don't want to take them into judgment with me and stand before You with those things. But Lord, I want You to deal with my heart now. Cleanse my heart. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit, Lord. Search me. Know my heart. Lead me in the right way, in the way of everlasting. Lord, I thank You for our youth up here today, Lord. I thank You for what You're doing in their lives. And I thank You today, God, that You're going to continue. I ask that You just continue, Lord, to lead them and to guide them and to protect them and to be with them, Lord. And help us, oh God, to do what You've called us to do. Not to just, we believe You, Lord. We want to believe You, but we want to obey You when You speak to us. We want to walk in obedience to Your word. And not just be hearers only, but to be doers of Your word, Lord. So, Lord, I thank You today. Lord, I speak blessings over this body today. Go with us from this place. Thank You for what You're going to do this afternoon. Lord, the hearts are going to be touched this afternoon and changed, God. But Lord, I thank You. I speak blessings over this body as we go from this house today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Now, we will be right.